This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the Nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Going to roll, flip it, got it. Oh, the ball was dropped. He had the two-point conversion in his hands. Andrews did not hold on.
Joe. Jim Nantz on the call. CBS playoffs last year, divisional round in Buffalo. Ravens down 27-25. Lamar Jackson drives him down the field, throws a touchdown pass. Andrews open in the corner of the end zone.
Oh, I can still see it.
Well, remember, then Nolan, you get into this too. You're watching it from my vantage point, my dining room table with a beer in my hand. It looked like it was, because even Nance said it's good. And then you saw the crowd get up and start cheering.
Yeah.
Didn't know he had really dropped it because it was obstructed to the camera. But Mark Andrews, who had already dropped a pass earlier, who had fumbled earlier, just capped off, which was the most nightmarish game of his career, with the drop. So that's how the season ended in 24, even though it was the calendar year, of course, of 25. The 2025 season will kick off, same venue, Highmark Stadium, against the Buffalo Bills. Two teams with the same goal. 8:20, NBC. We called it. I was calling it. They're going to open in Buffalo either Sunday or Monday night, and Sunday, because that's a bigger game than Monday Night Football is now.
Yep.
And then you said, Vinny, Cincinnati on Thanksgiving, which is going to happen. Ravens will host that one. Buffalo and Baltimore, their main goal this year is to get to the Super Bowl, win the Super Bowl, and for both teams and others involved, Ravens and Bills in particular, getting past Kansas City. And the Ravens have felt that pain only once in the playoffs. Buffalo has felt that pain three times.
Yeah.
Kansas City's ended their season. But these two teams will open against one another. Early line, by the way, Bills minus two.
Yeah, and I think the Bills realized that they needed to get bigger in the defensive line, and they did. They got to help them stop the run. So that Buffalo game, I think it's going to be interesting. I think the Ravens are going to come out of the gate quicker than the Bills. That's
reason being,
just because, you know, I think the Bills have added some pieces defensively, you know, and I think that just because nowadays, Bob, I mean, nobody plays preseason, you know.
Yeah.
So who starts faster? And when you have everybody back on offense, the Ravens, and pretty much everybody back on defense, the Ravens. Bob, the biggest thing that the only question mark I have about the Ravens getting really started off quickly is the kicker. You know, because how many of these games, Bob, are going to come down to a kick? I mean, the Buffalo can't. There always is a kick involved in there somehow, some way throughout the game that is critical. That is the only unknown that I can feel right watching like right now. Because I think, Bob, in the first six games, I think they go 4-2. I'm not sure which ones they win and which ones they lose. But if they come out of there 4-2, you got to feel pretty good, I would think.
Yeah, last year, remember, the Ravens opened on Thursday at Kansas City, lost by a toe.
Yeah, and I think they got out coached, you know, badly, you know, defensively.
Yeah, Zach Gore was having his blues. Then we're like, wow, they're going to kill the Raiders week two. And they lost at home to Gardner Minshew.
Yeah, and the defense was even worse.
And a game that, you know, may or may not have helped them not get first seed home field advantage throughout the playoffs. So they go to Buffalo. Could go either way. I mean, I'm not going to sit here with great confidence saying they're going to win or lose. It's going to be a tough game.
No doubt.
Because, again, Buffalo, like the Ravens, they're not trying to bleep around this year. They're trying to get to the Super Bowl. Then the Ravens come home opener against Cleveland. Quarterback to be determined. So you would think.
I don't care who's at quarterback right. for them.
And we're. No, Joe Flacco's got to be the quarterback. I mean, it's got to be. I don't care if Shedeur Sanders looks like Johnny Unitas in training camp in the preseason. Joe Flacco's got to be the starting quarterback in this game.
Well, it's either him or Pickett. It's not going to be one of the rookies. So, I mean, I could realistically see a scenario where Pickett earns the job. It shouldn't stun anybody. If it's between him and Flacco, it's a toss-up at that point.
But will they keep both Pickett and Flacco? One of them's got to go. Because they got the two rookies. Yeah, they're not cutting either one of those.
That's the real camp battle then, I guess.
But just for, like, drama purposes.
I'd love to see it.
With Jalen Armand Davis wearing number 5. Joe Flacco's like, I'm picking on that guy. Assuming he's on the team.
I think what they would like is one of the rookies to really step up, you know, and then Pickett do well in the preseason, and then you could trade Pickett to somebody and be a backup and get a later round pick.
Realistically, though, rookies probably won't be ready by week one.
No.
It's just not going to happen. So it'll be Pickett or Flacco, and then they'll be 0-5 or 0-6 or whatever, and they'll throw one of the rookies to the Wolves, even though they might not even be ready by that point. They'll just, you know, go get them. See what you got.
What's going to suck is they've got a decent defense.
Oh, yeah.
Cleveland.
Vinny at 81057, the fan with Nolan. News from the NASCAR. Right, real quick, to Vinny's point about quarterback. So Josh Allen, undetermined Cleveland. Jared Goff, Patrick Mahomes, C.J. Stroud, Matt Stafford. Pretty strong outside of the Browns, with all due respect. Pretty strong list of QBs before you hit the bye. And then you got Caleb Williams and Tua coming out of the bye. And who knows what their situations will be.
Bob, the thing, when you look at the quarterbacks, Goff has not played good in Baltimore.
Oh, the Ravens killed him two years ago.
And Stroud hadn't been great in Baltimore.
A couple of tough L's here. His first game ever was a loss in Baltimore.
And Stafford, he had a hell of a game in Baltimore.
That overtime thriller.
So they'll have tough games, but they've got to win, you know, win one of the away games and win three of your home games to start out your first six.
Vinny at Handy 105.7. The fan will come back, count some late week money, hopefully buy or sell. Turn it up total request Thursday style. Get your votes in, by the way, for Featured Artist Friday. Cordell Woodley, our colleague here on the fan. Fresh take with Ben Hall. Talk about the Ravens and Orioles with him. Birds coming up at 12:35. Don't tell Nolan. I'll give you the lineup before first pitch in about 15 minutes. Headlines and all sorts of fun stuff. Get to the fun house, too. We haven't done that yet. NFL launch, more scheduled talk. American League East reports of dramatic things happening in the division last night. And more NFL scheduled talk with Mike Harmon for Fox Sports Radio. He's a Bears fan. The Bears. Bears getting a lot of early season ass kissing. Is it?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Justified.
Are you buying
great cash, homie,
or selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney,
sponsored by Window Nation. It's Window Nation's semi-annual sale. Get 60% off and a free entry door with a house of windows, plus pay nothing till 2027. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Hey, 105.7 The Fan. Total request Thursday. Pick a song, we'll play it. Send request plaza support text line at 410-583-1057. Get your votes in for featured artist Friday. That reveal coming up in about an hour and a half. Orioles and Twins, 12:35. Birds trying to avoid the sweep. NFL schedule came out officially last night. We know who the Ravens and everyone else are playing this year. We'll start getting into that. Bottom of the hour, Cordell Woodland. Stanley Cup, NBA playoffs, very much alive. You got the Preakness coming up, Nine Horse Field on Saturday. Weather acceptable, it looks like. But let's count some dough first. A little buy or sell.
All right, the Dow's up 116. The S&P's up 14. NASDAQ's down 14. DraftKings down $1.16. Under Armour's up 14 cents to 614.
Bring it home, Jimmy Patsos, new athletic director at Maryland.
Yeah.
That must have been what did it. Excuse me. We'll start our sports topics here today in the NBA. The Celtics showed some life last night, even without Jason Tatum, picked up the win in Game 5. Now, the likelihood of a full series comeback here is still very slim, so their bid for a dynasty, it'll end. Turning their attention to next year, things don't look great either. Between Tatum's absence and an expected roster overhaul with so many large contracts to tend to, that roster could look very different, and some are already finding potential similarities to the Warriors' gap year. Remember back in 2019-2020, Durant was injured, Klay Thompson was hurt, Golden State essentially ended up tanking that year, earning the number 2 overall pick. Bob, buy or sell, Boston will have a similar gap year strategy.
I'm going to sell that, because Jaylen Brown can still play at a high level, Derek White's a stud. I don't know what's up with Porzingis, though. I mean, this guy played for Billy Donovan at Florida. I mean, his teammates at Florida when they went back-to-back titles, the Joakim Noahs of the world, Corey Brewers, I think they're long retired, and he's still going barely. I don't think they'll go in, Nolan, as the favorites to win the East, but I don't think they're going to go full Wizards. So I think they'll be they won't be like Philly was this year, put it that way.
It's kind of hard to tank in the East.
Yeah. Even if you're trying, everybody else sucks. Right. But you got teams on the come like Detroit, among others, and the Bulls. So they'll still be in it, but I don't know they'll be favorites. Tatum's one of the best players in the league, and he might be out for most of the season.
All right, we'll go over to the NHL here. Game 5 between the Capitals and Hurricanes tonight, a series that currently favors Carolina 3-1. But in all 4 games so far, the Hurricanes have outshot Washington. In some of them, it wasn't even particularly close. Even in the Caps' Game 2 win, they were outshot 28-21. Maybe being at home gives them a slight boost tonight, backs against the wall trying to keep themselves alive. But buy or sell, Vinny, win or lose tonight, Washington will outshoot their opponent for the first time in the series.
Win or lose, I'll sell that. I think if they win, they'll outshoot them. But if they lose, they're going to get outshot. So they've got to bring the offense, and they've got to bring time of possession in the offensive end.
Go over to baseball here. Yesterday, we did some American League grades from CBS Sports. So naturally, today we'll look at the National League, and one team in particular, someone the Orioles are going to see here soon, the Nats. Well, they got a D grade for their 18-26 mark so far. The biggest blemish here being their bullpen, which currently holds a 6.86 ERA, and it's really killing any momentum that they might have been able to build with their young pieces. Last 2 seasons finished with 71 wins. Buy or sell, Bob, Washington regresses to 70 wins or worse this year.
I'll buy that. I mean, what are the Orioles now, slump busters? So they're coming here for 3. They'll probably take 2 out of 3. I mean, Mackenzie Gore's a stud. C.J. Abrams was out for a while, so they missed him. Dylan Cruz is going to be a star in this league. They have some James Wood. They've got some really good players. But, yeah, like you said, the bullpen's kind of a sieve for them. Yeah, but they'll take a step back, and they're in a tough division. I mean, Acuna's about to come back. For Atlanta, I guess we'll see Strider at some point. I mean, came back from the arm injury and then, you know, what hurt his hammy playing catch. They're just at a tough gig there. So, yeah, I'll see a regression. I'm buying it.
This one here in the NFL, the schedule is here. Ravens got their fair share of primetime games, but I don't know if anyone's taken a look at the Chiefs' schedule. I guess there's no more limit on how many primetime games you can have. Well, 7 technical prime times, where we're talking Sunday night, Monday night, Thursday night games. That doesn't include your 4 p.m. games, which could also be standalone if they're game of the week, so that could boost it up to 9 or more. I get it. They're perennial Super Bowl participants. They're unavoidable at a certain point, but some of these primetime games here, the Giants, the Jaguars, is that really entertaining? I mean, one side is entertaining in the Chiefs, but it's not going to be a good game. Buy or sell, Vinny, there can be such a thing as too much Chiefs.
Oh, I'll buy it 100%.
I think we're already there, aren't we?
Yeah. And the thing about it is Kelsey's not getting younger. And at the end of the year last year, Kelsey didn't look all that good. You know, the defense is getting older. So, I hope they hit the skids a little bit, to be totally honest.
And look, the Taylor Swift factor.
That's gone.
You think? If
I think that's contributing to the 7-8.
No doubt.
I'm saying. If Kelsey was dating Phyllis Diller, would they still be getting 9 prime? You don't think they like the camera shots, and she's got a different celebrity now with her? I didn't want this to be a thing. It's a thing.
Yeah.
So
you're right.
Yeah, so I think that's got a lot to do with it.
Phyllis Diller, how about that?
Well, he'd have to reincarnate her, but you got to
avoid. I Love Lucy.
Shout out the Beastie Boys. Yeah. Got more rhymes than Phyllis Diller. All right, last topic of the day here.
Oh, a Beastie Boy and a Phyllis Diller reference.
We'll
love
close
it.
Here in Major League Baseball. One more game against the Twins today. I don't know about you guys, but I'm just about sick of seeing them, and Byron Buxton in particular. Made a big impact with his glove yesterday, but on the season, doing a lot of damage with his bat. 9 homers in 40 games. Now, that's impressive on 2 levels. 1, the power alone, that's nice. But 2, he's actually been healthy enough to play pretty much every game so far. Only twice in his career has he surpassed 100 games played in a season. Oddly enough, his career high in home runs was 28. That was back in 2022 when he only played 92 games. Imagine how much he could have done if he was healthy. Buy or sell, Bob. Buxton sets a new career high in homers at the age of 31.
I'm going to buy it. This guy's a stud. He's an MVP level player. I mean, good defensively. I mean, he's got the pop. I mean, he's got speed. He's tools. He's a five tool. Remember last week, he threw out Rivera at the plate, which saved that game against, I mean, he can do it all. He just hasn't been able to stay on the field, as you said. But I'm going to, because I got nothing against him or the Twins. I hope he stays healthy and he will set a career high in home runs. Just hope he doesn't hit one today. All right, Nolan, cover your ears. Orioles and Twins coming up here in a couple of minutes. Lineups! Well, for the Twins, Buxton center field, Larnick DH, Jeffers behind the plate, Lees at second, Correa is your shortstop, Castro right field, Lewis third base, Clemens first base, Kiersey is your left fielder for the Orioles, Holiday is at second, Mounting's at first, Gunner's at short, Adley's at, yeah, why is he clean? Anyway, Rutschman's cleaning up, O'Hearn's at DH, O'Neill's in right field, Mullins at center, Rivera's at third, Kerstad's in left, Sagano for the Orioles, Paddock for the Twins. All that's left to do now is just keep you up to date on the score as the game unfolds. When we come back, Cordell Woodland's going to be joining us to talk Orioles and Ravens with him. The Ravens schedule is out. The AFC's going to be a beast here in 2025. Funhouse trip, Nolan McGraw, more football, NFL lunch style at 1, and then the American League East report. Some drama in the division last night. Only a couple of games today, but we'll break them down for you here on this Total Request 30.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Bob Adi, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, Other Side of the Glass, Total Request Thursday. That was Michael Jackson. Get your votes in for Featured Artist Friday. Joining us now on the Window Nation guest hotline, talking about both the Orioles and said Ravens. He's our friend and yours, Cordell Woodland. Cordell, what's happening?
What's going on, guys?
All right, Orioles today trying to avoid the sweep. Minnesota's won 10 in a row, 5 of those wins against the Birds. You were there for the doubleheader debacle, it turned out to be. Orioles led both games. Lost both games. Minnesota tried to give them game one. Orioles just refused to take that free W. So, I mean, you're around the team, and I know the clubhouse access isn't as plentiful as it has been in the previous couple of years, but are you sensing desperation city here in Baltimore, or is it still too early, even though we're now creeping into mid-May? They're 9 games out of first and now 11 games under 500 for the first time in a long time.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not necessarily subscribing to the it's early anymore, because at what point does that go away? I mean, how many games do we need to see from this team for them to continuously show us who they are? We'll see what happens today, but this is a team that right now doesn't give a lot of hope. They don't play with a lot of life. Even when it seems like things are looking up for them, I mean, you look at game 2 yesterday, had like 10 base runners in the first 3 innings. Yeah, I think 3 base runners the rest of the game. I mean, it just completely falls off a cliff. They aren't able to do anything well on a consistent basis, at least right now. So it's just tough for me to lean on that glimmer of hope with these guys, because when I turn on Masson or when I'm at the ballpark to watch the games live, I'm not getting a consistent dose of optimism from this ball club right now.
And by the way, as you pointed out, we've talked about before, Cordell, this isn't like a month and a half sample size. This losing is well over 100 games now, going back to the second half of last season.
And that's the troubling part, because everybody's talked about, well, this is one of the first times that these young guys have struggled and stuff, which is partially correct. I mean, I go to last year, starting really in June, where they had struggled for the rest of the year. We can go to the last 2 postseasons where they've gotten swept in each of the series that they've played in. They have dealt with defeat. They dealt with the losing, so to speak, and we have yet to see them fight their way out of it. We're still waiting to see them respond from their struggles from last year, their struggles from April, their struggles from this point in May. So I'm not optimistic that all of a sudden the light switch is just going to go on and we're going to see an Orioles ball club that we saw a couple of years ago that won the American League East and won 100 games. I don't think that they're just going to show up overnight. I need to see it consistently, and right now they just aren't a good baseball team.
All right, Cordell, let's switch sports real quick. What when you saw the Derrick Henry deal yesterday, what did you think?
About time. He deserves it. I mean, I get all the stats and the history about running backs after 30 and stuff like that. But look, I watched Adrian Peterson do things that no other running back was supposed to be able to do at that time at his age. And even if you want to talk about AP coming off the ACLs and stuff that he had, and watching Derrick Henry, who, look, I had my questions about him coming out of Bama. People talk about his workload throughout his NFL career. Bama ran him through the ground, and I just did not expect him to be playing as long as he has, and definitely not at the level that he has to this point in his career. So now we are where we are today. I have no doubts about Derrick Henry. If I'm the Ravens, I'd rather hold on to him too long than to let him go too early. So I have no problem with him setting records, for being the highest paid running back at post to age 30. Whatever the case is, this dude has earned every dime that he's gotten.
All right, Cordell, when you got your eyes on the schedule, what was your first impressions when you saw the whole thing?
I mean, you look at weeks 1 through 6 just to start. I mean, starting at Buffalo, come back home for Cleveland. Okay, you just never know. People want to overlook the Browns, and I get it. The Browns aren't really a team to put a lot of stock into, but it's a division game. And look, I watched this team lose to the Raiders at home last year. I watched them lose to the Colts a couple of years ago at home. I'm not overlooking anybody. That Monday night game against Detroit, I mean, that should be really good. Going to Kansas City will be tough. The Texans and the Rams coming in, you don't know what to expect from those teams, but you expect them to be decent. You expect the Texans to be healthier, but we'll see. But, yeah, I mean, that gauntlet jumps out to me, and then you get 3 straight division games with the Bengals on Thursday night on Thanksgiving, and they take on Pittsburgh the week after and then go to Cincinnati. That's going to be tough. And even the last 2 games, to me, I don't think are going to be easy, having to go to Green Bay on the back end of December and then finish in Pittsburgh at the start of the year. I mean, it doesn't seem like an easy schedule. Now, that said, this is a Ravens team that dominates the regular season every year. So I'm fully expecting them to do that. And they do play up to their competition. But, yeah, I mean, this schedule just tells me they don't have any room for error. They have to get off to a fast start. And with them not playing a lot of their starters in the preseason, historically, John has been okay with a little bit of a slow start out the gate. I'm curious to see how he goes about that this year.
Well, the thing that, because Cordell, I think that they come out of the gate 4-2 in those first six. I mean, I'll be disappointed if they're not that or better. And for the reason being, Cordell, is they got everybody back. You know, Zach Orr's in his second year. He's had Pagano all offseason. They should be primed and ready to go from the get-go.
I mean, they should be. They should be, but it's wacky things happen every year. And like I said, whether they get off to a slow start or not, I do have confidence in them that they'll be able to right the ship at some point. They're going to make the playoffs. That's just who they are. But the Ravens come into the year every year with these gaudy expectations, and it's all about the playoffs. We can sit here and dissect the schedule all day, every day, but the goal still remains the goal for them. The questions that are around this team every year are still the exact same questions. What is going to happen in January? What Ravens team are we going to see come playoff time? We'll get great Ravens performances throughout the year. They'll probably light up the Lions on that Monday night game because it's a tough team at home and it's a good showcase. But again, my questions for this team aren't going to show up until January.
Cordell Woodland, when's the next time we're going to hear a fresh take?
Tonight. We'll be on tonight. So got a good show lined up. Obviously, Orioles game is underway, so we'll see if they are able to salvage a game out of this series or get swept twice by the same team in a matter of, what, a week or so. We'll be talking to Mike Green's college head coach, who was the head coach out of Marshall. I think he's now at Southern Miss, so we'll talk to him, get some background info on Mike Green. We got David McMenamin from ESPN to talk some NBA playoffs with us, so we got a lot to get into tonight.
Cordell Woodland, always great to talk to you. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll be listening tonight.
Appreciate it, guys.
There's Cordell, everybody. We'll give you an Orioles update while it's scoreless. Bottom of the first, Jackson Holliday just reaches on an infield single. So the Birds, as Cordell said, trying to avoid the sweep at the hands of the Twins. We'll come back reset for you, take some calls at 410-583-1057. Get to the Funhouse if we have time. And then coming up at 1 o'clock, NFL lunch, more scheduled talk, American League East report, look at what happened yesterday in the division, look at today's schedule, which is pretty limited, and Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, whatever he wants to talk about, we're listening here on The Fan. Top of the hour, NFL lunch, American League East report, talk about the games last night, some drama, and a couple of those relating to the division, and Mike Harmon will talk NFL, NBA playoffs with him and everything else going on in his world. Nolan, we have time for a call or two. Let's do it. Let's get out to the phones. Let's go to PT in Towson. PT, what's happening?
Hey, guys. Vinny, please do me a favor, and if you wouldn't mind answering off the air. You led NFL teams from 1999 to 2009. I would pick Ray Lewis as the number one pick if I could have anybody in that era over Tom Brady. I was wondering who you would pick. But Bob,
yep.
The talk I got for you, and I think obviously we got to mix things up for the Orioles, any chance we get you working a little overtime and doing maybe a Orioles play-by-play instead of Kevin Brown? Kevin Brown mentioned his SAT score last night, and I just thought maybe he's not connected, and maybe that's the problem with the Orioles. Any thought on you doing a little play-by-play work?
Well, PT, thank you for the thought, but no, I don't want to be on TV, period. Scott was in here waving that camera in my face yesterday. I was like, dude, what are you doing? Kid got in radio because I don't want, you know what I mean? You want to see me? And it's too late in the game, by the way, PT. I'm 60 to do play-by-play. Not that I couldn't. Ground ball short. By the way, don't forget the Monster Truck Show coming up at the Flag Court on Thursday. No, but thank you. And I think Kevin Brown does a hell of a job, personally. But Cliff at White Marsh. Cliff, what's up?
Yeah, Bob, Vinny. You know, Bob, I was off air. I've made a non-commitment now to the Orioles until they can at least get Westberg, Towser, and maybe a pitcher. another pitcher out there, because I just, it's just too hard to watch. It's we have poor reserves that they can't compete against even mediocre staffs, and it's so hard to watch. And then I'm watching MLB this morning, and I see Stowers going to left center with one, and then pulling it down the line for another, and it's just, it's too much. And now, Bob, I know you referenced Stowers quite a bit, and I saw him play a couple times in the minor leagues, and I liked what I saw, but they all said, Kerstad. But when you look at both of their swings, this guy's got a short, compact swing, and Kerstad's got a looper, if you will. So I still
launch
hope
angle.
That Kerstad, yeah, and I, yeah. Don't get Bordick worked up anymore over that stuff.
Yeah. You say spin rate to Bordy, I think he might start swinging.
But, Bob, real quick about starting pitching. Starting pitching is everything in baseball. That's how the odds that people like to bet on it are set. And, you know, when you got bad starting pitching and you're behind 4-0 after three innings, Buck Showalter told me one time, if you're down four runs after four innings, there's an 89% chance you're going to lose the game. A starting pitcher has got to keep you engaged, connected to the game somewhat, and it even flows over into offense. People start with the bat in their hands. They start pressing a little bit. They try to hit a five-run home run. It's just not a good look. And the Orioles, we don't – Bob, I'm going to take it off air, but do we have anything down Norfolk or lower that even – are up-and-comers, because we have nothing, in my opinion, as far as arms. But thanks for taking my call.
Hey, thanks, Cliff. Yeah, their best starting pitcher coming up through the ranks was Grayson Rodriguez, who obviously isn't pitching now, and he was the number one pitching prospect in all of baseball. And he hasn't thrown a pitch at the major league level since, what, July? Late July of last year. Cedric Mullins just made a hell of a play on a fly ball there in Camden Yard. So right now the Orioles and Twins diving catch to the right field side, glove side, as they'd say. Look at Sagano is even like, hello. I mean, I got to be careful because it's a violation of, hey, there's a ground ball to short. But that was a diving play. Cedric Mullins, I guess the nerd stats say he's not the gold glove worthy center fielder, but the eye test says that he was. Oh, real quick before we get back to the phones, PT 99 through 09, he would have said Ray Lewis. First player he would take out of that era of players.
I would probably, Ray Lewis would be right up there.
Middle linebacker over a quarterback?
He said over Brady? Yeah, Brady won a lot of championships. I'd have to go Brady. He won, how many, what, six Super Bowls? Went to eight?
Yeah, and he was, what, sixth-round pick? Ray was late first.
I'd have to go Brady.
All right, let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Dave in Towson. Dave, what's happening?
Hey, on my way to the beach to go see the grandfather of Shock Rock, Alice Cooper.
Oh, nice.
So maybe you can throw a little on before the end of the show.
Well, if you listen to the end of the show, you will hear Alice Cooper. He's our close-out song.
I know I will, a little bit before that.
All right, let's do some Be My Frankenstein, one of the great lines in the history of rock and roll. I'm hungry for love, and it's feeding time.
Okay, just eyeballing the schedule real quick.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing 10 wins, and it's way 10. Early still. Yeah, I used to have issues with our roster. What? And then one last.
What do you have? What issues do you have with the roster other than kicker?
Well, I don't particularly like Lamar as at quarterback, but
oh,
that's
boy.
Just base.
Oh.
And I hate our coach.
Oh, okay.
And then one last thing. You were talking about where the draft could be held here in the city.
Right.
Fort McHenry.
Ah.
Huge amount of property. You could put a nice stage up. You can go and see where we're being bombed. And when you bring the players that are going to be there, you could bring them and drop them off via the boats and little golf carts right to the green area.
Right.
I think it'd be a good one.
All right, Dave. We'll have a safe trip down to Ocean City. And if they suck, you shoot them out of a cannon. Boom. See ya. You're out of here.
What do you think of that, Bob?
What?
Fort McHenry. Is that possible?
It's certainly possible. in regards to, but the fort itself, I haven't been to Fort McHenry since I was a kid, inside of it, and it was small then. Uh-huh. I mean, I used to ride bikes around it, believe it or not. Possible. But I just think with D.C. getting it, I don't know if they'd want to do Baltimore, D.C. back-to-back, the NFL.
No.
And they might be looking more, because I guess the draft, when it's Philly, Green Bay, Nashville, maybe they give the draft to cities that aren't going to get Super Bowls. You know what I mean? But if Washington gets that dome stadium, which apparently they will, they're going to get a Super Bowl.
No doubt about it.
So maybe. So good call there. But he doesn't like Lamar Jackson.
Or Harbs.
Yeah. But other than that, he's a thumbs up with the Ravens. We'll come back. News from the Nest. Or NFL Lunch, rather. More scheduled talk. American League East at 1:15. Orioles right now scoreless against the Twins. And Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, talking about his Bears getting some national respect. Are they worthy of it? NBA playoffs and everything else going on in the world of sports. You know, like Pete Rose being reinstated. And how about the Reds jumping all over that bandwagon celebrating Pete Rose yesterday?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.